I think of Mrs. Nightwing as the impenetrable fortress that is our headmistress, someone who can control anything. It's hard to think that she cannot. "How awful for you," Martha says at last. "Poor Mrs. Nightwing," Elizabeth chimes in. "That is so very sad," Anne says.
"Let's not become sentimental. It was a very long time ago. Forbearance, that is the thing. One must learn to lock unpleasant thoughts away and never think on them. Else we should spend our lives crying why into our handkerchiefs and accomplish nothing."
She drains her glass. The chink in the armour has been mended. She is Nightwing again.
"Now, who has a Christmas story to share with us?"
"Oh, I do," Elizabeth trills. "It is a chilling tale about a ghost named Marley with a long chain,"
Miss McCleady interrupts.
"Do you mean A Christmas Carol by Mr. Dickens? I believe we are all familiar with that one, Miss Poole."
There is giggling at Elizabeth's expense.
"But it is my favourite," she says, pouting.
Cecily chirps.
"I've a lovely story, Mrs. Nightwing."
Of course she does.
"Ah, splendid, Miss Temple."
"Once there was a girl who was as good a girl as could be found. Her character was above reproach. In all matters she was discreet and kind and genteel and mannerly. Her name was Cecile."
I believe I know where this story leads.
"Unfortunately, Cecile was tormented by a cruel savage of a girl named Jemima."
She has the nerve to look at me when she says this.
"Hateful as she was, Jemima taunted the poor sweet Cecile, speaking falsehoods and turning some of her dearest friends against her."
"How terrible," Elizabeth tuts.
"Through it all, Cecile remained kind and virtuous, but the strain proved too great for her, and one day the dear girl fell deathly ill, driven to her sickbed by Jemima's relentless cruelty."
"I do hope that Jemima gets her just deserts," Martha says with a sniff.
"I hope that Cecile meets an untimely end," Felicity whispers to me.
"What happened then?"
Anne asks. It is very much her sort of story.
"Everyone came to know what a horrible girl Jemima was at heart, and they shunned her ever after. When the prince heard of Cecile's kindness, he brought his doctor to make her well, and fell madly in love with her. They were married, while Jemima wandered the countryside as a sightless beggar, her eyes having been torn out by wild dogs."
Mrs. Nightwing looks confused.
"I don't quite see how this is a Christmas story."
"Oh," Cecily adds quickly, "it takes place during the season of our Lord's birth, and Jemima comes to realise the error of her ways, begs for Cecile's forgiveness, and goes to work in a country parish, sweeping floors for the vicar and his wife."
"Ah,"
Mrs. Nightwing says. "Must be difficult seeing to the sweeping, as she's lost her eyes," I grumble.
"Yes," Cecily says brightly. "Her suffering is great, but that's what makes it such a fine Christian story."
"Splendid,"
Mrs. Nightwing says, her tongue a bit thick.
"Shall we have a song? It is Christmas, after all."
Mr. Grunwald sits at the piano and plays an old English tune. Some of the teachers sing along. Several girls get up to dance. Miss McCleady doesn't. She's staring right at me. No, she's looking at the amulet. When she catches me watching her, she gives me a broad smile, as if we've never had a quarrel and are old friends.
"Miss Doyle,"
she calls, beckoning me with her hand, but Anne and Felicity are upon me.
"Come on, let's dance,"
they insist, pulling me to my feet and far away. The evening passes like a happy dream. The excitement proves too much for many of the younger girls. Nestled against each other, they sleep by the fire, angel wings crushed under the limp, plump arms of their dear friends, sugar plum and holly crowns askew in the tangle of their hair. In a far corner sit Mrs. Nightwing and Miss McCleady, heads bent in conference. Miss McCleady speaks in an intent whisper, and Mrs. Nightwing shakes her head.
"No," our headmistress says,
her voice made louder by the sherry.
I cannot.
Miss McCreevy places her hands gently over Nightwing's, murmuring things I can't hear.
But think of the cost,
Mrs. Nightwing answers. Her eyes catch mine for a moment, and I look quickly away. In a moment, she rises unsteadily to her feet, placing a hand on the back of her chair till she finds her footing.